Costco has begun offering Ozempic prescriptions to some members for $179. According to CNN, the warehouse retailer is now offering its U.S. members access to prescriptions for GLP-1 weight loss drugs through its low-cost healthcare partner, Sesame. Costco first partnered with Sesame, a direct-to-consumer healthcare marketplace that connects medical providers nationwide with consumers, last fall when it began offering its members online health checkups for as low as $29. But soon after, Costco and Sesame noticed that about 1 in 5 customer inquiries was about weight loss, and so they launched a renewable 3-month program officially last Tuesday that includes a video consultation with a weight loss doctor or specialist, a GLP-1 or weight loss prescription, if appropriate, and ongoing support through unlimited messaging and guidance with a healthcare provider. The cost of medication is not included in the $179 3-month plan. And Sesame warned on its website that without insurance, GLP-1s can cost between $950 and $1,600 per month.
Oh, crazy.
So, Anne, my question for you is this. Yes. Mm-hmm. Your husband is a huge fan of Costco, while you, on the other hand, not so much. Mm-hmm. Does this announcement make you think more people will find value in the membership? And how do you think about it personally?
Absolutely. I think from a business perspective, this makes complete sense. Costco does so well catering to this middle to upper class, you know, audience of customer who is demanding this product. This is something that they want access to. They want easy access to, the same way that, you know, Costco shows up and they have bulk almond milk or vegan protein bars, like all these like things that are in the zeitgeist for this specific audience. They are on, they are getting those products in their door. And that's why people love them so much. And I think that, you know, what I imagine this will do is not only increase access to this very popular drug right now, but I'm hopeful that Costco's seeing this kind of as an entry point for some of the other health services that they offer. I mean, $29 checkups, you can do $79 like physicals all through online, $72 mental health appointments, like all these things that they're also offering on the platform. I think this might just be a way to be like, come for the Ozempic, see what all else we have to offer you and all these things that we're giving you with your Costco membership. So that part of it to me feels like a brilliant strategic move for Costco. But the other thing, Chris, that I'm curious to hear your perspective on too, is that,
oh boy,
I'm wondering if this doesn't start to bring in younger people who are interested in getting this drug that have disposable income, but may have like I'm thinking of the post 26 year olds,
right,
who are just off their parents' health insurance, because all of these offerings from Costco, you don't have to have health insurance. So are you bringing people into Costco who were not Costco shoppers or didn't see a reason to be a Costco shopper or member before, who are now like, ooh, I can get Ozempic or Wegovy here. Like, I'm going to check this out. I'm going to go in here. And then they're kind of in the Costco world now because of this one entry point. It's kind of a stretch, it feels like, but it could be another entry point maybe.
I don't think it feels like a stretch at all. I think it's a really great point. I mean, I think, you know, I mean, net, when I sit back, I didn't have a lot to say on this. So I was just kind of like, just going to see where you go with it. And then I'll just kind of add on. But I think Costco's doing a great job merchandising to the trends, you know, and Joey Tribbiani air quotes here, and this is one of the biggest trends out there, and they've got a higher income demographic already. It's probably an older customer too. And you're right, it probably plays squarely into the younger customer. I mean, we were talking about it yesterday too. It's not any different than like the Hims crap that you see online or during Super Bowl ads where they're just trying to get men to sign up for, you know, ED medication and hair loss medication quickly online. They're just giving them access to do that, so they don't have to take the time to go to the doctor, make the appointment, which is a pain in the butt through all your healthcare systems. They're just making that easy to give people what they want and telling them, hey, you can get this really easily from us at Costco. And so I think, I mean, it's brilliant. We'll see what happens next. We'll see what the counter trend is to Ozempic and what you know, everyone starts to do later on that side. But yeah, I mean, there's nothing not to like here from a true merchant and business sense, I think.